Our Heavenly Father, we come before you, your children. Thank you for your loving kindness. Thank you that our names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. We pray that you will feed us from your word today as we study to show ourselves approved. Greetings, family. Our reading is Romans 1, verse 28 to 32, TPT. And because they thought it was worthless to embrace the true knowledge of God, God gave them over to a worthless mindset to break all rules of proper conduct. Their sinful lives became full of every kind of evil, wicked schemes, greed and cruelty. Their hearts overflowed with jealous cravings and with conflict and strife, which drove them into hateful arguments and murder. They are deceitful liars full of hostility. They are gossips who love to spread malicious slander. With inflated egos, they hurl hateful insults at God. Yet they are nothing more than arrogant boasters. They are rebels against their parents and totally immoral. They are senseless, faithless, ruthless, heartless, and completely merciless. Although they are fully aware of God's laws and proper order, and knowing that those who do all of these things deserve to die, yet they still go ahead into darkness, encouraging others to do the same, and applauding them when they do. Saints, this is a very sad situation where people choose to go against God. The sin mentioned is something that I don't like to read over and over, so I don't often read this passage. But we'll see that none of these sins are new. In Ecclesiastes 1 verse 9, that which has been is what will be, that which is done is what will be done, and there is nothing new under the sun. So whether good, bad, or indifferent, there's basically nothing new. Not talking about inventions, which is scratching the surface of God's beautiful creation. I'm talking about things that people do, whether good or bad. We are encouraged to help each other with this sin problem. Galatians 6, verse 1 to 7 in KJV. Brethren, if a man is overtaken in any trespass, you who are spiritual, restore such a one in the spirit of gentleness, considering yourself, lest you also be tempted. Bear one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. For if anyone thinks himself to be something when he is nothing, he deceives himself. But let each one examine his own work, and then he will have rejoicing in himself alone, and not in another. For each one shall bear his own load. Let him who is taught the word share in all good things with him who teaches. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, that he will also reap. So our scripture in Romans does verify the fact that whatever people sow, they reap. If they choose to go against God, to reject his love, his offer of grace, then they will reap the consequences of their actions. But we are encouraged to act in love towards people who have fallen into sin, so that we can help them to get out of it and grow, and also don't look down on them, because it's only God's grace that keeps you out of those kinds of situations. Bearing one another's burdens is when we are fulfilling the law of Christ, which is the law of love. Jesus himself said, love one another as I have loved you. That's in John 13 verse 34. So now I am giving you a new commandment. Love each other. Just as I have loved you, you should love each other. Those are Jesus' own words. That's red letter words in the Bible. That's what Jesus himself said. As I said, I don't like dwelling on these scriptures that just list the sins. I prefer to follow Philippians 4 verse 8 in NLT. And now, dear brothers and sisters, one final thing. Fix your thoughts on what is true and honorable and right and pure and lovely and admirable. Think about things that are excellent and worthy of praise. Speaking of the law of love, in 1 John 4 verse 17, love has been perfected among us in this, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. So it is God's love that has been perfected among us. That's why we can approach the throne with boldness, because his free gift of salvation gives us the righteousness of Jesus Christ. The blood of Jesus washes us clean from sin, and his righteous garment covers us. We go back to the scripture in Matthew 22, verse 11 to 14 in NKJV, where it describes the wedding garment. But when the king came in to see the guests, he saw a man there who did not have on a wedding garment. So he said to him, "Friend, how did you come in here without a wedding garment?" And he was speechless. Then the king said to the servants, "Bind him hand and foot, take him away, and cast him into outer darkness. There will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. For many are called, but few are chosen." So here we need the wedding garment, which is the righteousness of Jesus Christ, and it is freely given to us. Remember, this came from the parable where the king had a feast and the invited guests didn't want to go, so he asked the servants to go into the highways and byways and lanes and alleyways and go and get people to attend his feast. So these people would have been like the homeless or poor, and they would not have had the funds to get fancy wedding garments. So it is perfectly obvious that the king provided the guests with the appropriate wedding garments. Now, that wedding garment is the righteousness of Jesus Christ, and that is given to us. And if we think that our own righteousness is good enough, then guess what? It's not. So we trust in the righteousness of Jesus Christ. We trust in the forgiveness of God, and we thank him for the righteousness that he gives us. So my dear friends, I encourage you to encourage other people to turn away from sin in love. Encourage them without criticizing them. Just, you can correct a person without belittling them. And as we continue to trust God for his forgiveness, for our salvation, those that have not chosen to follow Jesus are headed for a bad place. So I encourage you, reach out in love and help each other, bear each other's burdens, but your responsibility for your eternal destiny is yours alone. It is your choice to choose Jesus, to follow him, and to stay with him all the days of your life. So, shine your light.